因为十八节讲到我们今天去大使命执行的时候，我们需要的是主耶稣基督的那个属灵的权柄。
Importantly, that when we go to carry out the Great Commission, what we need is authority.
因为大使命本身就是一个属灵的征战。
Because the Great Commission is a spiritual battle.
我想这些我们都不需要在这里多讲。
We don't need to emphasize.
然后看见大使命的应许，主说他就与我们同在。
The promise of the Great Commission is He will be with us always.
到最后一句话，他就说：“这样我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
I will be with you till the ends of the earth.
这世界的末了对我个人来讲有两个意义。
The end of the earth has two meanings to me.
就是客观的这个世界的最后，主耶稣并没有离开他的教会。
The objectively that at the end of the time that Jesus has never left his church.
但是在主观的经历里面，我们每一个人都有我们个人世界的末了。
Subjectively, in fact, each one of us will have an end of our life.
主耶稣不只是在那里应许他要与这个教会同在，他要应许跟我们每一个人同在。
Not only he promises to be with the church.But he also promised to be with each and every one of us.
到我们每一个人最后一口气的时候，我们不要忘记他的应许，他要与我们同在，一直到我们世界的末了。
When we breathe our last breath, don't forget that he had promised to be with us till the end of our life.
当然，这段圣经里面很重要的就是这一个大使命的内容。
And the content of this great commission is important.
那么这一段圣经里面，我们看到这两节的圣经讲到大使命到底怎么样能够让我们有更实际的参与和投入。
And these two verses described about how we can participate in the Great Commission.
要做主耶稣基督的门徒。
To be his disciples.
在这一句话里面，我用惊叹号来作为一个结果。
I use the sign of an acclamation to describe.
因为这是个命令。
Because this is a command.
因为这是个命令，是不能让我们有任何的拒绝或者打折扣或者是反对。
A command that you cannot make any discount or reject.
在这几节的圣经里面，我们看到有几个非常重要的人称代名词。
And in these passages, we see some very important words.
我、你们、他们。
I or me and you and them.
第一个是我。
The first one is I.
第二个是你们。
The second one is you.
第二个是他们。
The third is them.
然后这个我、你们、他们的人称代名词后面都紧跟着一个很重要的动词。
Then after each of the none, there's a command.
我吩咐。
I command you.
你们教训。
You will go to teach.
他们遵守。
They will obey.
所以在这三句话里面，给我们有许许多多的提醒。
In these three passages, has so much reminder for us.
那么在这几个人称代名词里面，我们看到主耶稣把大使命分成几个部分，给我们一些教导。
So through these passages, we can see what his teaching to us is about.
教导门徒训练的课程。
Talking about.The discipleship training, the curriculum of discipleship
training, 门徒训练的方式
the approach to discipleship
training, 门徒训练它带来的结果
the result of such training,
门徒训练真正的目的是什么
the goal of the training.
我们一个一个看到他提醒我们，他说门徒训练的这个课程是什么，就是我所吩咐的那些很重要的内容。
So the curriculum should containWhat God or what Jesus has taught them.
门徒训练的方式是什么呢？
So what is the approach of discipleship training?
就是你们要去教导。
It is that you should go teach them.
一讲到教导，我们中国人马上想到不是单面的，是一个双方面。
The moment we talk about teach, and we understand it's a double, an error approach.
我们知道教有两个意义。
When we talk about teach, it has two meanings.
一个叫言教，一个叫身教。
One is you use your, deliver your knowledge through your teaching.
另外一个是接受我们的生命 把那个教导带出来。
The second one is living testimony through your life.
等一下我们讲到在思的时候，我会再特别强调这一方面。
As when we talked about the revisits, and we will emphasize this again.
那个结果是让这些门徒能够遵守我所教训他们耶稣基督的吩咐。
So the result is they will obey what I have taught them through you.
然后做门徒的目的。
The objective or the goal for making disciples, for teaching,
做主耶稣基督的门徒
is to make them disciples.
很有意思，这里三个人称代名词。
So there are three subjective nouns.
我、你们、他们。
Oh, no. You, them, and, no. and you.
I,
you, and them.
请注意哈，当主耶稣在讲这句话的时候。
So, when Jesus was talking about this,
2000 years ago的那些你们现在已经不在了。
The you from 2,000 years ago, they are no longer in this life.
那么2000 years ago讲的那些他们到今天也不在了。
Those them he talked about 2,000 years ago are no longer here either.
但是那个我2000 years ago都没有改变。
But this I has never changed.
那么到底这里给我们这个过50周年的这个CBCGB 的弟兄姊妹一些什么样的提醒
？So what has this passage reminded us of?
虽然我们在这50年来
，even though for the past 50 years，
神给我们有不同的所谓的主任牧师或者所谓的领袖在我们的当中
，they have been many senior pastors or church leaders among us。
但是不要忘记第一任的主任牧师他不在了
Do not forget Pastor Chu has been with the Lord
所以真正的领袖叫做大使命告诉我们那个我不是焦元廉那个我不是李秀全等等
This great commission mentioned I is not Pastor Chu neither is Pastor Molly Lee
一个教会的问题在哪里
What isThe problem that a church usually encounters.
常常换不同的领袖，就带来不同风格的一些工作。
Changing of leadership often bring about different styles.
每一个做领袖的人，常常不知不觉的以为他可以取代那个很重要我的那个地位。
Very often, some of the leaders who are subconsciously think that they can be this I.
所以换句话说，一个教会如果不是我，不是主，不是复活的那位主，不是那位天上地下所有权柄在他身上的主在这里做王，这个教会是个有问题的教会。
If a church mistakenly think of this I is no longer Jesus himself, then this church has problems.
那么另一个问题是什么呢？
What's the second question?
就是你们他们永远不变。
And you and them will never change.
我们是1995年1月离开这个教会，被教会差派出去。
We left this church January 1995 to be sent away as a missionary.
昨天晚上我们听见这个我们的张长老这个做一个见证。
Did I?
Yeah, 昨天晚上。
So I gave a testimony last night.
他说到在这个早年的时候，在成人主日学，这个戴季中牧师做老师。
And I was talking about in the early days that Pastor Jamie Taylor was teaching a Sunday school.
然后他做他的助教。
And I was carrying his briefcase.
然后一个学生坐在下面。
A student sat in front of us.
他的名字叫张开地
Pastor Caleb Chan.
那张牧师非常不高兴
Pastor
张开地更很不高兴
Pastor Chan felt being offended.
你们搞错了
And it must be wrong.
那不是我是我妈妈
It was not me as a student. It was my mother.
我不晓得为什么
But I can guarantee you that's true.
所以请注意哈，这个人做见证也会讲错话。
Oh, no, it's true.
我要说什么，弟兄姊妹？我要说什么
？So what am I talking about?
如果那是张开地的话
，If it was,
好，就算是
Pastor Caleb, all right,
这是一个很好的见证。
It's a good testimony.
因为在早年的时候，他是提皮包的，他是做学生的。
So I was carrying Pastor Jamie's briefcase, and Pastor Caleb was a student.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我的意思吗？那个时候他是你们。
I was them.
No, I was you.
Wait, was you?
然后张开地呢是 them, 是他们。
Pastor Caleb was them.
这是一个很正常的属灵增长的见证。
This is a testimony of spiritual growth.
如果二十五年前师母跟我离开这里的时候
，If 25 years ago when my wife and I depart from this church,
某某人是我成人主日学的老师。
So and so was my Sunday school teacher.
我是他成人主日学的学生。
I was his student.
二十五年后的今天
，25 years later，
你还是他的学生。
You still his student.
这是一个教会不正常的一个现象。
This is the wrong phenomenon.
所以你们和他们是不断的需要循环的。
You and them needs to be cycling through.
这个叫做使万民做门徒的意义。
This is the meaning of to make them disciples.
今天你我做学生。
Today you and I are students.
我们不可以一辈子做学生。
We should never be students forever.
我们要找到有一个机会，让我们成为别的学生的老师。
We need to develop to the point that one day we become teachers of some other students.
让他们能够成为你们。
Make them to become you.
这是我把这一段圣经。复习的跟大家有一些分享。
This is sharing with you as a review of this passage.
第一段时间我提到惊叹号。
First time I used exclamation mark.
那么现在我要跟大家提到问号。
Now I'm going to present it to you as a question mark.
因为这段圣经太熟悉了。
You are so familiar with this passage.
那么在这段圣经里面，在大概一年半两年之前。有一个问题一直很搅扰我。
And there was an issue in my mind that really bothered me.
那个惊叹号跟问号是一个基督徒每一个基督徒生命经历的记号。
The exclamation and question marks are the marks of every Christian's life.
我们有很多的问号。
We have many questions.
那经过上帝的恩典、上帝的教导、经过了许许多多的经历，我们那些问号都变成惊叹号。
Through God's teaching, through the Holy Spirit, through many teachers, the question marks will eventually become exclamation marks.
所以在我们人生的过程当中，那个问号的勾勾，被主耶稣多一拉直了，变成惊叹号。
Through our life journey, this curving question mark are getting straightened out becomes exclamation.
这不是我们每一个基督徒的经历，每一个侍奉主的经历吗？
Isn't this our every Christian's experience?
所以然而还有很多人的疑惑。
Some still doubt.
但是呢，这些疑惑后来因着他们投入大使命以后，都变成惊叹号。
So because they joined the Great Commission, they carried out the Great Commission, all the question marks became acclamation.
但是对我来讲，这一段圣经的惊叹号，在过去两年变成一个问号。
But to me, I have changed the acclamation mark in this statement into question mark.
我这里提出一个两年前我想到的一个问题。
So I want to share with you a question I thought of 2 years ago.
Discipleship, 门徒这个字。是一个非常非常重要，是因为耶稣亲口说出来的一句话。
The word disciple or discipleship is very important because it was said by Jesus.
但是为什么从罗马书一直到启示录，这门徒这两个字或者这一个字从来没有再出现过
？Why is that the word disciple has never appeared from Romans to Revelation?
当时我看到这个问题的时候，问了很多很多的老师，很多很多的专家。
I have asked many experts and teachers.
我甚至问了那些现在还在从事翻译圣经的一些专家。
Even those experts are doing the Bible translation.
我说为什么
？Why？
保罗就是保罗来讲，从罗马书一直写十三卷书信里面，他从来不再提门徒这两个字。
Paul, when he wrote the 13 epistles, He never used the word disciple.
不重要吗？
Is it not important?
耶稣说你要使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus said to make them my disciples.
但是保罗从来不碰这个字。
But Paul never used such word.
在新约圣经里面，
In the New Testament,
这个字出现多少次呢？
How many times it appeared?
335次。
335 times.
都在马太、马可、路加、约翰和使徒行传里面。
It all appeared in the four Gospels plus the book of Acts.
从使徒行传28章之后，这个门徒这个字就再也没有出现过。
But after Acts chapter 28, the word disciples never appeared again.
连旧约都有13次。
Even the Old Testament disciples appeared 13 times.
所以这一年半来我一直在思想这个问题。
So I was pondering about this question for the last 2 years.
上帝给我有一点点的答案，有一点点的亮光。
God has given me a little bit of answer.
那么我希望在一个非常重要的 CBCGB 50周年的主日崇拜的时候跟大家来分享。
So I'd like to share with you what I've learned.
我们不是一个大使命的教会吗？
Aren't we a church of a great commission?
我们不是应该使万民做主的门徒的教会吗？
Aren't we supposed to make all the people as disciples?
我们不是常常非常的看重门徒训练吗？
Don't we pay attention to discipleship training?
我们不是常常看到有门徒训练神学院中门徒训练中心吗？
Don't we see some discipleship trainingship centers?
但是为什么保罗他没有提到 disciple 这个字？
Why is that Paul never mentioned the word disciple?
我们看到使徒行传。
Let's look at the book of Acts.
彼得在耶路撒冷开了第一次的大布道会。
The very first evangelistic meeting was preached by Peter.
3000人信主。
In that meeting, 3,000 were baptized.
他那里一开始在圣经里面说，有3000个门徒当天受了洗。
3,000 disciples were baptized.
门徒越添了3000人。
And the disciples were added to 3,000.
所以使徒行传一开始讲到信主的人的改变，是用门徒这个字来跟他定名的。
Indeed, in the Bible, when people become believers, it was using the word disciple.
这是在第二章。
This is chapter 2.
到了第十一章的时候。
In chapter 11,
我们知道安提阿教会的一个故事。
We know the story of the church of Antioch.
巴拿巴去找了扫罗，后来改名叫保罗，在安提阿有一年的时间给他们上神学的课，一个圣经的课程。
So Barnabas sought after Paul or Saul and went to the church of Antioch for a 1 year time frame. They taught the truth to them.
保罗可以说是在教会历史里面空前绝后的一个了不起的一个神学家、圣经学者。
Paul, of course, is a great theologian and a Bible expert.
一年的时间，
in 1 year,
把整个教会许许多多的人翻转过来。
He turned them around. Of many people in the church.
他在那里怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他在那里说，门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开始的。
The scripture says that the disciples is now called Christians, started from the church of Antioch.
有一次我在一个中学生的聚会里面。
And once in a high school student
gathering, 我就问他们，大概有七八十个人。
There were 70, 80 people. I asked them a question.
我说你们是基督徒的请举手。
Raise your hand if you think you are a Christian.
七八十个人都举手。
Everyone raise their hand.
我说你们觉得自己是门徒的请举手。
If you think you are a disciple, please raise your hand.
一下几十个人手放下，只有两个人手举起。
There were only two.
后来我就问他们。
Then I asked them.
我说为什么基督徒你就举手？
Why do you raise the hand when I ask for Christians?
那门徒你就手放下
来。But not for disciples.
他说李哥哥。
He says, Brother Lee.
他说我告诉你，基督徒是刚刚信主的人叫基督徒。
Christians are the ones, they just new believers.
门徒是高级班的。
The disciples are more advanced.
门徒是那种功力比较高的。
The disciples has higher 功力。
我们怎么配说叫自己做门徒呢？
I'm not sure I'm worthy to be called a disciple.
如果这七八十个年轻的孩子说的话是对的话，
if what they said were true,
那么安提阿教会退步了。
Then Antioch Church made a mistake.
本来叫门徒的，
they were called disciples.
给保罗教了一年的圣经课，
after they learned 1 year of Bible's lessons,
通通退步了，都变成基督徒了。
They became.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多时候圣经里面的话，我们不能够把它看为理所当然。
So we should never take what's described in the Bible granted for granted.
有许多值得我们反复的思想，要反思再思的一些很重要的属灵的真理。
Much needs us to think and rethink to deep.Dig into the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫门徒？
What is disciple?
学生
means student.
如果你从台语的教会，台湾话的教会来，
If you're from a Taiwanese speaking church,
耶稣有十二个门徒，他不是这样说，说耶稣有十二个学生，有十二个学生。
And it says here, describe the 12 students.
耶稣有十二个学生，就是门徒的意思。
Jesus had 12 students. They mean that means disciples.
那基督徒是什么意思呢？
What does Christian mean?
因为第一世纪的时候，基督徒这个字在耶稣之前，全世界没有这个字的。
Christian as a name, as a noun, did not exist before that time.
是耶稣基督降生了以后，耶稣基督在33年这个传道了之后，他离开世界建立教会，而那些人被称为。
It is after Jesus has ascended to heaven and churches were formed and people then call those believers as Christians.
基督徒是什么意思？
What does Christian mean?
Mini Christ, 小基督的意思。
Mini Christ, 小基督。
所以在这里，如果从这个定义来看，
From this definition,
我们就能够了解安提阿教会为什么他们那个时候门徒称为基督徒。
So now we understand why the Church of Antioch would rename disciples into Christians.
如果讲到学生，
if we're talking about being students,
相对的叫老师，
and the counterpart is teacher.
那么如果比较文绉绉一点，我们不叫老师，我们说他是我的师父。
If we are more 文绉绉。literally, teacher means master of my kung fu master. Master of my teacher.
Kung fu master. I didn't say that. Okay. 师父两个字。
Teacher, master, or teacher, father.
师是代表什么？
Teacher means what?
知识的传授。
Means to teach you the knowledge.
父是什么意思？
What does father mean?
是生命的传承。
Is to give you life.
所以我们看到这里的时候，就真是能够很清楚地看见，到底门徒为什么保罗怕他不去用他。
So we now begin to understand why Paul abandoned the word disciple.
我剩下三分钟的时间。
I only have 3 minutes.
我很快地跟大家看一下。
I just want to quickly go through this.
在阿摩斯书里面有一句很有意思的话。
In the book of Amos, there's very important.
阿摩斯对亚玛谢说。
Amos was talking to 亚玛谢。
我原不是先知，也不是先知的门徒。
I was not a prophet, nor a prophet's disciple.
在英文圣经，这个门徒这个字是翻译成 son, 儿子。
Actually, the NIV version is I'm not a prophet's disciple.
其实在原文也是儿子的意思。
In the original context,
所以这里多多少少给我们有一些暗示，给我们一些提醒。
This gives us some hint.
门徒训练绝对绝对不是一些知识的传授而已。
So a discipleship training goes beyond just passing on the knowledge.
我们很看重课程。
We pay attention to curriculum.
我们很看重这个整个这个门徒训练要达到的目的，常常忽略了生命的那个层面。
During this process and in this design, we often ignored the handing over of teaching of the life.
保罗在哥林多前书怎么说？
What did Paul said in 1 Corinthians?
第四章十五节。
4:15.
他说：“你们学基督的。”师父 有一万为父的，
确实不多。
为父的确实不多。因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
Even though you have 10,000 guardians, means teachers, in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus,
你们做老师
I became your father through, through the gospel. I can't see very well.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
老师可以有一万
There might be 10,000 teachers.
保罗说为父的不多
But there are only a few can be fathers.
这里不是提醒我们对门徒训练需要一而再再再而三的去再思吗
Isn't this, really motivated you to rethink about the meaning?
你看他在这里他特别讲到十四节那十五节他接下去说什么
On verse 15 What did he say?
他说所以我求你们效法我
Therefore I urge you to imitate me
他不是说现在要求你继续听我上课
I'm not asking you He wasn't asking you to come to my class Listen to me
他讲这句话讲得非常非常的凶
This is a very stern statement.
我想保罗当时大概有一点后悔。
Maybe he regretted a little bit.
因为讲这句话讲了可能会带来一些误会。
Because this may bring about some misunderstanding.
你有什么了不起要我效法你
Who are you? Should I imitate you?
因为人都不完全连保罗在内。
None of us is perfect, including Paul.
所以到了哥林多前书十一章的时候
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
他补充了这句话
He made up the difference.
他说你们要效法我像我效法基督一样
Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
这个叫身教就不是言教
This is to learn from his life example.
好了因为时间的关系我们就很快地跳过去你看保罗称如果他有门徒的话他不用说他们是我的门徒提摩太是我的儿子
And Paul used the word son not disciples when referring to his students
不只是提摩太提多也是一样、
Not only Timothy was his son and Titus was also his son
马可是彼得的真儿子
Mark was referred to as my true son by Peter
然后阿尼西姆是保罗的儿子属灵的儿子
Onesimus was referred by Paul as his true
我就跳回去就不解释这些
spiritual son
最后我用一个去年发生在我身上的一件事情
Now I'm going to share with you a story as my conclusion
有一次我坐飞机从一个地方回洛杉矶
One time I was flying back home to LA
那我回洛杉矶那一次非常疲倦
I was very tired that day
那么在那个坐上飞机的时候我就一直祷告我说主啊让我旁边那个位置空下来让我可以好好的休息
I pray to God and says How about make the seat next to me empty So I have a more room to rest
对不起哈一个基督徒不应该有迷信传道人更不应该有迷信、但是我每一次坐飞机都有一个迷信
the Christians especially pastors shouldn't be superstitious
因为我相信全世界七十多亿的人
For 7 billion people in this world
在那个飞机上有两三百人
There were a few hundred people on that airplane
七十几亿的人有两三百个人那天跟我同一个飞机
There were a few hundred people out of the 7 billionWere on this airplane with me.
而那两三百人里面有一个人要跟我一起从台湾坐飞机到美国十三个钟头坐在我旁边。
There was one person who sat next to me from Taipei to LA for 13 hours.
请问你现在了解我的迷信吗
？You understand my superstition.
我相信上帝必然有一个安排，什么人坐在我旁边。在他的人生的过程当中在我的人生过程当中有十三个小时他被安排在我的旁边
So someone total strangers for 13 hours that person is going to sit right next to me
我不跟他传福音我不是 这个愧对上帝的安排吗？
And he has to be my object of sharing the gospel. Otherwise, I'm indebted to God.
那天我跟上帝说，上帝，我跟你请个假。
I pray to God and say, well, give me a vacation.
我都求求你让旁边那个人没有人坐。
Let me pray to you that there's no one sitting next to
me. 让我能够很好好的休息回到洛杉矶。
So I can have some resting time.
后来人都上飞机了。
Then when everyone came up to board the airplane.
真的，我旁边就没有人坐。
For a while, there was no one sitting next to me.
但是门还没有关。
But the door was not closed.
最后有两个人匆匆忙忙跑到这个飞机上来。
And two people rushed in.
一个人偏偏坐在我旁边。
And one sat next to me.
一个美国年轻人。
A young American.
18岁。
18 years old boy.
他坐下来谢谢我让他走，因为我坐在靠走道。
I was on the aisle seat, so he thanked me for passing me by.
他问我的第一个问题是什么？
The first question he asked me was,
Are you a pastor?
你是牧师吗？
把我吓一跳。
I was very scared.
我穿什么衣服让他认出我是牧师？
It's because of my attire that he recognized me as a pastor.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那天我跟他有非常非常好的谈话跟交通。
I had a great conversation with him.
他自己很想做牧师。
他预备去读神学，
所以我后来在飞机上跟他谈完以后，握住他的手，跟他一起祷告。
So I held his hand and prayed with him.
你想我会很高兴吗？
You think I was happy? Yes.
因为我想到一个故事。
Because I thought about a story.
大概是在Reader's Digest 还是在。这个荒漠甘泉我忘记了。
It's a book from a magazine like Reader's Digest.
有一个人在英国，他要去上班。
And one person was in England. One gentleman was in.
他要去上班，要赶火车。
And had to catch a train.
那么他看见火车快开了。
He saw that the train is about going to leave.
他就很快要上火车。
He's hurried up and trying to.
不小心把一个小孩子的一个托盘上许许多多的糖果饼干。把他撒在那个月台上。
He bumped into a little boy and actually scattered what's in the boy's bag.
他就跟他讲说对不起，然后他就赶火车。
He apologized and went on to the.
但是他还没有上火车的时候，心里很不安。
But he feels very unsettled.
所以他就没有上那个火车，他下来跟这个孩子把东西都捡起来。
So he came down and collected all the scattered items from the.
后来他就等下一班火车。
Then he waited for the next train.
他在等的时候
，When he was waiting，
他就感觉有人拉他的衣服。
Someone was pulling his garment。
他一看就是那个小孩子。
He looked back and that was that boy。
那孩子看着他说
，The boy looked at him and said，
"Sir，
Sir，
are you Jesus？
你是耶稣吗？
我每一次想着这个故事
，Every time when I remember this story，
侍奉主五十六年。
Served him for 56 years.
如果一个人看到我不认识我说 Are you a pastor? 我应该很感恩。
If someone don't know me and look at me and says Are you a pastor? I would be very thankful.
但是我到今天
But today
还没有人看到我拉拉我的衣服说
No one has asked me
昨天下午在这个分享聚会的时候
Yesterday afternoon during the sharing time in this
有人提到我们教会的马伯母
，and some mentioned about Mrs. Ma of our church.
林云达长老说，在他身上他看到了耶稣。
Elder J. Lam said, in her life, he saw Jesus.
求主让我们在今天这一个很重要的聚会里面。
And let us be in this very important meeting.
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Then each and every one of us
把这件事情作为我们的目标
make this as a goal of our life
让人在我们身上看见耶稣
so may people see us as Jesus that's the boy
低头祷告
let us pray
亲爱的主
，Dear Lord，
我们真不知道要怎么样向你开口。
Sometimes we don't even know how to open our mouths to ask.
但是主，你知道我们的内心。
But you know our inner being.
主啊，让我们真是带着这样一个心智。
Let us have this will.
等候你的再来。
Wait upon your return.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Jesus, Amen.
好，帮我们一起来唱下面一首诗歌。
Let us sing the hymn.
我每一次到一个地方讲道，人家就要问我说：“你有什么诗歌要回应？”
And very often people ask me what will be your response hymn.
那么在这个教会里面，差不多大家都不问我，他们都知道这个歌。
No one ask him again because they will know.
主必再来。
Jesus is coming
again. 我们一起起立来唱。
Let us rise.
我们唱英文好不好？我们唱英文。
Let's sing in English.
Marvelous message we bring, glorious God will we bring, wonderful word of the King, Jesus is coming again, coming again, maybe morning, maybe soon, maybe evening, maybe soon, coming again, coming again.副歌再唱两个副歌
Coming again Coming again Maybe morning Maybe noon Maybe evening And maybe soon Coming again Coming again Oh what a wonderful
One more.
Coming again. Chorus. Coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, maybe soon. Coming again. Coming again. Oh, what a wonderful Please be seated.
我们感谢主，让我们今天的崇拜充满了从神而来的恩典跟荣耀。
Praise the Lord that today's worship is full of blessings from God.
在我们崇拜报告的时间，通常我们都要欢迎新朋友。
We usually welcome the newcomers during the announcement time.
今天我们要扩大我们的欢迎，所以要用多一点的时间。
So we need to spend more time to expand our welcoming.
首先呢，我们要欢迎很多回家的会友。
First, we want to welcome those returned former members.
请注意，我用的是回家会友，我没有用回家老会友。Okay.
I mean the returned former members. I don't use the word senior.
Okay. 我们先从我们用两个系统来欢迎。
We'll use two systems to welcome you.
首先，我们先从地点来欢迎的那个。区别来欢迎。
First, we divide it into where you came from.
首先我们要欢迎从美国以外所有的海外的回家亲友。我们可不可以请你们站起来，让我们表达对你们的欢迎。
First, we welcome all the overseas guests.
Are you a pastor? 好，谢谢，请坐。接下来我们要欢迎New England以外，从美国其他地方来的回家的会友。
Second, we want to welcome those from the United States, but from outside of Massachusetts.
感谢主。接下来我们要欢迎我比较 explain 一点，就是我们欢迎是从 New England 其他地方的回家会友。
So any of the returnees from New England, from within the New England states?
有吗
？Anyone?
还是有、oh. 对。然后我们要用另外一个系统来欢迎。
We will welcome you from a different angle.
我们要看大家离开这个教会的时间。
From the time that you have left this church.
有人呢是非常早期但是后来也因为工作关系离开我想要问有没有离开教会四十年以上，因为我们是五十年，所以有没有离开教会四十年以上再回来的。
Anyone who has left our church more than 40 years ago.
还是有不少然后接下来我们要欢迎离开这个教会十年以上的
And more than 10 years.
请坐、
Please be seated.
然后我们要问有没有离开这个教会十年以下的
Within the 10 years.
我们可以从刚才两个系统看到这个比例哈的。
We can see the distribution from these two variables.
接下来呢，我们要欢迎我用一个名称叫客人，在我们当中的客人。这个、客人的意思是别的从别的教会代表教会来到我们当中的，不管是牧师、长老或者是执事。是代表教会来到我们当中的客人，我们也希望表达对你们的欢迎。现在我们先请这样的客人先站起来，我们看可不可以一一介绍。
So now we ask for those who are not returnee members, but rather representing different churches to come to worship with us.
有没有
？Anyone？
好，我们 不多，但是我们一一介绍。请还没有，请站着，我要介绍。我们先介绍，从远的介绍起。我们介绍是从若歌教会代表教会来的周传初长老
，Elder Zhou from Rodgers School。
若歌教会今年庆祝40周年了。
And they just celebrated their 40th anniversary。
然后我们欢迎他们有多重身份哈。那现在他们也同样代表Lower教会我们的友会刘锦书牧师和师母。
Mrs. Jing Lu from Lower Church。Our sister church。
虽然我们介绍了这个回家会友介绍了客人。我想今天呢，我们还是要像以往一样，